I happened to listen to that episode of PLA Radio with the old man, and it was funny. Like, it was playing on Cacti Radio.
Yeah.
I really don't, like, sit around and listen to my podcast normally, but it was just
on.
Just
talking about. Good night.
Huh? What? Oh, I thought Matt just left or something and said goodnight.
No, I'm back. I had to get another beer.
Hey, caller.
Call from unknown caller. To accept, press 1.
Unknown caller. Yeah.
Hey, caller.
What's up, hot tip?
How's it going, Brad?
Great. You're on the air.
I'm happy. Hey, how are you doing?
Great. Huh?
Anyways,
all right, that's dumb.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to fuck with me, but I couldn't understand him.
By the way, Chris Ellerbeck and Roxy won't be able to call in tonight. And I got a message from Chris Ellerbeck, and he said that he who smelt it dealt it, and he's telling everyone to support the PLA book, and that is all. And that message was brought
to you by Chris Ellerbeck. You guys are officially a couple.
And you said Chris Ellerbeck like 3 times, so... Oops, that buzz was accidental.
You need a drink, Toomsy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, drink also, when you hear the dings. Yeah, so we're taking calls tonight. I guess I'll let Matthew on. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
It's too confusing. There's 2 Matts on now.
I know.
God damn it.
No, he's the other Matt.
Yes, I'm the other one.
One of you needs to change your name.
You can just call me Alak.
That's what I do. I'll share first, so we have track and change your name.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can we just call you Alcoholic?
Yeah, sure.
Alki.
We'll go with that.
That works.
Laugh track Alki.
I got no problem with that.
Anyway, we're taking calls from people that I can actually understand. 505-796-4020.
And after the break, get ready for a special announcement brought to you by Carlito, Tombstone, and Chris Ellerbeck.
Wow.
Okay. He's really taking charge of the show because I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, this is kind of fucking ridiculously great.
I think we need to take a break, and I'm going to have a little talk with Tombstone about overstepping his boundaries.
Eddie.
All the ladies. All the ladies. Yo, I only got one objective, and that's all, to keep feeding more and more alcohol.
Right here.
RP who?
No,
I'm responding to an ad on Craigslist.
Oh, I have a lot of. I have a lot of ads up.
About a button presser?
A button presser?
Needed. Yes, it's about button presser. I need so many, like 5,000 buttons by Christmas.
Oh, how's it work?
I have no idea. I just saw it on Craigslist.
Wait, when you press buttons?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
When you press buttons, it sounds like this.
See, those are my buttons.
No, this is somebody applying for our button pressing job.
Oh, I get it. Well,
okay.
I'm just at a complete loss right now.
Yeah. Are you willing to work for toothpicks and staples?
Are you willing to work under the new currency called Chris Ellerbucks?
Hello?
Don't listen to the news, sir. It's not child labor.
We're paying you real fake money. It's not gonna, you know.
Are you willing to work? Are you willing to work the sex?
Yeah, listen.
I think I failed at that one.
I have no clue what the hell he was calling about.
A button presser? Maybe he's talking about like something for dry cleaning or something.
No, well, no, he said you wanted 5,000 buttons pressed. somebody made an ad because you said buttons cost almost nothing earlier.
You know, I think this is a good time for Tombstone's announcement, whatever it is.
Okay, yeah. play okay. Not breaking this news, but something spectacular.
Well, it's game show related, so it's going to be this.
Okay. Originally inspired by Carlito in 2009.
No. Originally inspired by who?
By me.
Carlito in 2009.
Bullshit.
Tombstone and Roxy.
By Slacker and who?
Oh my god. Tombstone and Roxy adapted it.
Slacker and Matthew?
On a conference line with Brad. And then the next night on the phone show, we did it. And now it is involved in the PLA Word Game 2.0, now featuring Chris Ellerbucks. Each word has a number value in real fake money with the new American currency called Chris Ellerbucks. And if you want to know the legend for the words, go to tinyurl.com/PLA Word Game.
I actually know what's going on, but I'm confused already.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tombstone.
Yeah, and if you want to see a complete list of words for the PLA Word Game 2.0 featuring Chris Ellerbucks, go to tinyurl.com/PLA Word Game. And, you know, let's say...
And it's shots of Tombstone's penis. Yes.
Exactly.
So that will make... Everyone should go to that first, like tinyurl.com/PLA Word Game, and that will help you make sense of whatever it is Tombstone's saying right now.
Yeah.
And Tombstone is lying because it wasn't created by Carlito.
Okay, let's get that out of the way. Like the word game we do where we get people to say a certain word, Matthew claims that him and Slacker were doing that like years and years ago.
Yeah, that's about 2 years ago.
Okay. So it's not as original of an idea as we think. But anyway.
I believe him. Just because you mentioned Slacker, and I like Slacker.
So we need people to call in, and we can actually play this game. So we can only play if...
Stop being fags.
Yeah. Stop being a fag and call in. That should be like a drop to call into the show.
Yeah. And Brad, let's say...
Throw
when
some
a podcast
balls.
Comes,
call into the show.
When the podcast comes out for this episode, I will count the words and I will give them each a score value and I will give them to you. And you can probably check the words on cacti.radio.com.
Yeah, see,
if Brad sets it up. I have to update it, not Brad.
We're going to be like... entrusting Tombstone for this contest, and
oh yeah, that's great.
I guess is what we're
doing. Fat black girl in the world is going to win.
And the best part, which I haven't got to yet, is that every season is 1 month, and each 6 months, the top six winners will get in a draw for a prize that Brad picks, which might be a hot dog or a book or something.
Yeah, we were thinking PLA books, and I might be able to swing, you know, more than two books per year.
Since I'm on the show, can I get books?
No. Because you're an employee. Hello.
Hey, I'm in it twice.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Lunar.
Oh, I see. So, like, you're not calling for...
I'm DDS in the chat room. NYT DDS.
Okay, because you were calling from Florida, so I just kind of assumed you're another button-pressing guy.
Or legend.
No. Definitely not, no.
So, do you want to play the word game?
Legend's supposed to be online right now.
Alright. How do I...
Well, you sound so enthusiastic.
Yeah, I'm hanging up on you unless you're more excited about this.
Shoot some
I'm excited. I'm smoking.
There you go. You're just fucked up. Alright.
Nothing wrong with that on this show. All right, so Tombstone, how does this work? We're going to call 7-Eleven right now, and what does he have to say?
You have 30 seconds to say a word. You can say cactus, you can say Pokemon, you can say tampon.
30 seconds? That's
30 seconds to get them to say the word.
That's really short, though.
Yeah.
All right, a minute.
Okay.
And you keep going. Keep going. If they say cactus, don't stop and like hang up. Get them to say Pokemon. Get them to say tampon. Get them to say anything PLA related, like gerbil, Roy, anything.
Well, I mean, it should be from the list.
Is this like the pyramid game or something?
No, it's from the list. tinyworld.com/PLAWordGame.
Okay. I still don't know about a minute. I mean, unless you're just trying to make this extra hard so people don't win prizes.
No, you can keep going and going and going.
He doesn't really... He wants me to not spend money.
For each word they give, okay. You get $5.
What was your name again? Florida?
Here's the words. Phone, cactus, prank, AT&T.
Wait. Okay, this is 7-Eleven, so try and get them to say, I guess, cactus, phone, AT&T.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Oh,
what are you saying?
Get them to say the word cactus.
Okay.
But they're not going to answer, apparently. This is Columbus, Ohio, 7-Eleven.
Jeez.
Check your Skype message, Brad.
They're snowed in.
That's a complete list of the words and the score.
Oh, no, I've got them on the other screen here.
Hang up on him for a second.
This game's off to an awesome start. We got the cats.
First of all, a lot of the time, you got to realize it's 12:14 at night, and if they're snowed in, they're not going to be open.
It's 11:14. It should be up.
7-Elevens are always open.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the snow thing.
24/7, no locks on the door.
All right.
Try something more.
I'm gonna try something more West Coasty.
Try a steak and shake on In and Out.
Brad, did you get the message on Skype?
No. I'll look here in a second. Okay, so I'm sorry, Florida. What's your name again?
Just call me Drew.
Okay, Drew.
That word.
All right, we're calling
from Rugrat.
We're trying 7-Eleven again.
Now, what do you want me to get them saying?
I guess
cactus. Phone, AT&T, Slacker, Mildred, Monday, anything.
So I guess people that call in need to look at the list first and decide what they're going to say, right?
Yeah,
basically.
Kind of. Brad, give them.
What do you got? All fax numbers.
Calling In and Out Burger.
Oh shit!
Fast foods don't. I mean, I don't know. Their phone's always like in the back.
Restaurants are open. And bars.
All right.
The bars.
Applebee's.
You see the list now, Brad?
What's that?
You see the list now? It's on your Skype.
I've got the list on my other screen already. I've had it up the whole time.
Okay.
God damn it. Tombstone.
And post it in the group chat.
Like I've had it up to a year with the likes of you people. Like fucking Ren.
Thank you, Colin Corley, Applebee's, not been late night. This is Haley. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi. Oh, we lost Florida. Can you believe that, Applebee's?
Yeah. He fagged out. Like, he got all shy dick when it got the spotlight got put upon it.
I'm trying to come out. All back.
She's gone, Hello? Too.
Damn.
Dude, he totally flaked the second she popped
No,
up.
I don't think so. I think he just lost connection or something.
He just posted in the chat.
No, I think he got scared.
He just posted in the chat. I bugged out. I can't get him.
Hello? Hello?
That was a good song.
Well, I got us a number to call. It's a bunch of drunk people.
Hey,
I'm going to play the mystery word game.
Oh, great. I thought you were another button person. Why is everyone calling from Florida tonight? Is this the same? Is this Drew again?
No, this is Alfreda.
Oh, okay.
Al-Qaeda.
Goddamn niggers.
I hear an MSN noise.
Yeah, you know we're on the... Yeah, I don't have a number ready, so...
Wait, I got one. I just posted one in the group chat.
What, a bunch of drunk guys?
It's a bunch of drunk people.
And that's not a business, though?
No.
What if
he can only call business?
What if you plan this ahead with Al-Qaeda and they're going to just say the words automatically?
Well, that's bullshit. Don't worry. And like we can probably tell if they like no one can be able to get it that quick.
This is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, is Roy there?
Who?
Is Roy there right now? Hello?
Who are you talking? Hello.
I'm talking to you. I'm looking for Chris. I'm looking for Roy. R O Y.
R O Y. You got Roy. The wrong number. I'm sorry.
No. No, I don't have the wrong number. Who am I calling you again? Who is this?
This is Deborah Smith. Who is this?
Deborah, is Mildred there?
I can't understand you.
Is Mildred Deborah there? I left my tampon on the floor at her house.
No.
I need it back.
You get Deborah to say the word.
He's going balls out. It's awesome.
I think you don't understand the game, Florida.
Now, what am I calling you on?
We've been playing it for 2 months.
This isn't working.
I thought that was pretty obvious.
Are you just messing with us, Florida?
I thought he was awesome. He was a great exception of the sport.
Okay, Brad, call. I'll play. Do one.
Some girls. Girls to give them head. Where are the girls?
We need some blowjobs.
This guy said freeze. Hands up, little babies. Running around and acting crazy. Dancing like you're Patrick Swayze. Hands to the sky. Stick them up.
Misa thinks it's time to eliminate Jar Jar Binks. I blast him through my stargate. I'm just a dork like Mork from Mork. Don't be a Darth hater, and you can put a cork in it.
Okay, we have on the phone Zyklon. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah.
All right, and which word are you going to try and get Denny's to say?
The easiest one would...
Let's try fuck off and die.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You have 10 seconds to get them to say fuck off and die.
Oh.
But I'm just kidding. It's not really...
It's harsh.
10 seconds.
Yeah, like...
Oh, and of course, I think it's dialing now.
Something easier, dude.
Oh, come on, he has ambition.
Yeah.
Corduroy Denny's, this is Sarah. Is this going to be to go order?
No, yes, I'd like to place an order.
Okay, what can I get for you?
I'd like one blowjob, please.
Oh, we don't actually have that on the menu.
Oh, you don't have blood? What about anal? Do you have that?
No.
What about straight-up sex?
Nope, you'll probably have to call Stateline for that.
Hey, baby, you sound pretty hot. Why don't you come over to my place? We could get it on.
That's okay. Can I take a message?
Tell him that one blowjob, please.
That didn't work out so good.
That was pretty good.
Well, it was funny, but you kind of like did
like if you got him to say fuck off,
like,
I'd give you like half points.
Fuck off and die is so specific. Yeah. It's like,
that's why it's a mega word.
Well, you can't
there's a word on the list that's going to be, that would be easy to get somebody to say, but I'm not saying what it is.
Oh my god, I'm going to look through the list now and figure it out.
Monday.
I'm looking at the list. I'm like, so many of these are like, how are you ever going to get anybody to say these?
Well, you could kind of call a movie theater and get them to say Tron. That's easy.
Hey, come on! Yeah, but you can only do that. You can only say what's showing.
Hey, what do you want to say? Call Pinafaji. Come on, RVCP. This is me, Max Pinafaji from Germany. Can you hear me?
We hear you,
da.
Germany. Da.
This guy sounds like Randy Andy.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
It sounds like a long-distance call from the 70s.
Hey, my money's on a blue box, okay? All I say is Kapu Faji, which means like dookie eating. Dookie eating, you know, like eating shit, yeah.
Put on video. You're eating shit?
Did you say you're blue boxing?
All of your birds!
All your base are belong to us.
Thanks for calling the show.
I'm a
What the fuck was that?
That was sort of awesome, I think, maybe. But
they were fucking Jew corpses.
Zyklon, are you still on the line?
Yeah. That sounded like Randy Dandy.
Sounded like German Randy Dandy. And the four
Fuck it, let's call Randy Dandy.
Alright, now I think we need... Well, we always try that, and he never picks up anymore.
We can call that one lady back.
Like, I can't even imagine. I keep trying to wrap my head around how to try to get someone to say PLA.
Okay, Zyklon.
Without saying PLA.
Zyklon, this is another...
Thank you for calling the Post Hall Sammy's. This is going to be a tip order.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
What's this again?
Post Hall Sammy's?
Yes, I'd like to place it to-go order, please.
Yes, what can I get for you?
It's a small animal that y'all cook very well. We find it a lot here in the South.
I will have that ready for you. That's going to be $64.55.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you wanted an animal.
Right, it's a little small furry animal. You find it at PetSmart. Not a rat, but it begins with a G. It's not
that's
a guinea pig.
That's why it's going to be $64.
It's a beautiful thing.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you. Do you need meat?
Do you also sell blowjobs?
Hold on just a minute.
You're doing a good job so far, I think.
Hello?
Hi, do you sell blowjobs?
Nobody's gonna say fuck off and die. I think you need to stop being so ambitious.
I was trying to get him to say germ all that time.
Yeah.
It's a mega word.
Well, yeah, I knew what you were going for.
Like, I should add fuck off to the list and make it half points.
All right. Well, you're a huge failure, Zyklon.
No. He brought Zyklon going. I believe in Zyklon.
Look at Tombstone.
Shouldn't...
This is an odd thing.
Do you have a convenience store number?
You want me to call a convenience store?
Like what type? 7-Eleven?
Okay, tell me one.
Any type. I don't know.
I know a good one.
Like a gas station.
Happens to be in this area that we've been calling Denny's at. It's called a Holiday gas station. Here it goes. Be all excited.
Yay.
Hey, this is
Your little cigarette trip video the other day, Brad.
Yeah. That girl you were with looked like your mom. Like, she looked really old.
Thanks.
That's not nice. She's a nice girl.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express in Hayden. This is Chantel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is John Roberts. I'm from the Playboy corporate office. Your current Playboy stocks actually involve a model who is under 18. So if you continue to sell those, you will be in violation of the law. What I need you to do is to take all your Playboys and place them in the back room. Do you understand?
Oh, she left. You know what? There is a small problem with that. That wasn't a Holiday gas station. That was a Holiday Inn Express.
Oh.
I just don't know how that happened.
Yeah, No. It would have been kind of awkward if I hadn't actually tried to follow through and get them to remove Playboys.
Yeah, I love that idea for that prank, but I'm pretty sure... I mean, I just don't see magazines in convenience stores anymore.
The 7-Eleven across the street has Playboys.
What's the number for it?
I don't know. Look up. It's Lake Street in Chicago.
All right, 7-Eleven.
Lake in Michigan.
Like, do you remember in, like, the early 90s when 7-Eleven changed its color of the logo? Why did they do that?
What did they change it to? It's always been, like, brown and green or red and green or something.
No, the 7 was always red, but up here in Canada, they made the top part of the 7, like the horizontal part, orange.
Well, Canada doesn't count.
Yeah, it's not real world.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Remember when they did all the 7-Elevens for the Simpsons movie?
Yeah.
That was great.
Canada's like a magical place, like Philadelphia and Hogwarts.
All right, Zyklon gets one more chance. I don't know why he's getting so many chances.
Yeah, he's calling across the street. These guys are morons.
All right. I don't know if I'm calling that one. I'm just calling one in Chicago.
Oh.
But we're doing...
call dropped.
Ah, let me try again. This is the word game, though. Gerbil. Gerbil, gerbil. Oops.
Haggard. Monday.
So we need to plan this out and, like, call, I mean, like, you know, check these numbers and see if they actually work.
Call the one across the street. It should be, like, 60-something East Lake.
Hold on, let me fire up Google.
I know there's somebody there. They're dorks. They steal okay, under their noses.
What's the location? What's the zip code?
Hey,
it's hopeless.
60601.
60601.
You got it, buddy.
Hello?
Yes.
You got it.
Hello, my name is John Roberts. I'm from the Playboy corporate office. How are you this evening?
Yeah, thank you for calling. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm calling from the Playboy corporate office. One of your... This last... December edition of Playboy has a model who lied to us about her age. She's actually 17 when it was taken. And do you know about the laws in this country involving how old models have to be to appear in Playboy?
Yeah, you're talking about the Playboy magazine?
Yes, what I'm saying is that Playboy Corporate has instructed me to call the 7-Elevens in your area to have them remove the magazine from public circulation until this can be corrected.
Okay. So, the Playboy magazine, it should be corrected by October, or what are you talking about? I'm sorry.
December.
December.
Okay. Yes. So what I need you to do is take your December Playboys and put them in the back room. Somebody from corporate will be by here on Monday to collect them, and then you'll receive with your next shipment probably in a week or so, you'll receive corrected editions without our without this model in there.
Okay, hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. Hold on.
I hate when they can't understand it. It sounds like they sell Playboys.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. So when the December Playboy come out now, so what do you want me to tell the boss so that we can verify something on that issue? Because I can't understand what you want me to do on that.
You just need to remove them from the magazine stand so that people cannot purchase them, because anybody that purchases them is breaking the law. And if your store sells them, your store is breaking the law. And it's a very hefty penalty.
Okay. So anyone that brought for the December, they have to keep it to January next year before they can be able to sell it, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now I understand what you are talking about. Anyway, I will let my boss to know too. So whenever it comes in the morning, so I will tell him that you guys call from the police headquarters, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For now, to ensure that your store does not violate the law, I would recommend that you put them in the back room, just so that nobody can buy them.
Okay. So if you have the December one, they should put in the back room to January before they can be sold, right?
Correct.
Okay. Then let me check, but I'm not for sure that we have that stuff in the display, but I got to double check and see so we can know what to do on that issue. Now I understand. No problem, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a nice night. Goodbye.
Okay.
He's not going to
do
it, is
perfect.
He?
Oh, I wanted. I wish you didn't say corporate. I wish you said you were calling from the Playboy Mansion.
I think he's actually going to do it. That's going to be the funniest part.
Yeah. I think he said he's going to tell the manager.
I think I could walk over there and I could see a dude scooping shit off his shelf.
Yeah, Matt, go over there sometime and see if he's actually got rid of the Playboys.
Like I'm saying, if you could call the one across the street, I could go down there and film the empty rack.
It'd be like Evie went over and tried to buy cigarettes that we told them they couldn't sell.
Yeah.
Did we call did we talk to two 7-Elevens? Because the first guy we just talked to sounded like Indian, and the second guy sounded African.
I really don't know. I called one before.
This one should be, there should be one like 60 something Lake Street. Try to step the rails. Slash your hand off at the rails.
Every pedigree, so I got myself a robot on a Japanese. But Joey's hard to please, he's always got a pee. A button never slips a drip, the ship is playing me.
Okay, we're enlisting the help of a professional. We've called Legend, and he's going.
Yeah.
He's going to do the. He's going to get rid of the Playboy magazines.
Yeah.
We should do
he
like.
I like the MC Chris plan there.
Would it be possible to convince him that this underage girl is in all porn magazines? Would that be possible?
They only have like Playboy there.
Oh, come on. They got to have, like, Hustle.
No, the other one, the one on Michigan has more smutty.
There's no
I'm trying to
find... It's nudity.
It's nudity. I'm finding out a model so that we can have something that sounds reasonable.
But Hustler has sex, right?
What do you think, though, Legend? Do you think we could, convince him that it's in all magazines, or are you just going to do Playboys?
They only have, like, Playboys, the only smut they have.
Okay. I need to find out who is on the front cover of the current issue of Playboy.
It's Kendra Wilkinson.
Kendra
Wilkinson. You thought of that fast.
Zyklon just picked up his issue from this month.
No, actually, I pulled up Playboy's webpage to try to find a legitimate model name.
Are you ready, Legend, for me to dial the 7-Eleven?
Send her name in the Skype chat so I can't get it.
God, so much preparation.
Zendra Wilkinson?
Yes.
I mean, it's okay, Legend, because I have the dot matrix sound effect for you, so you don't have to be that.
That's awesome.
Okay, are you ready then?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Anything's believable if you have a dot matrix.
Yeah, in the background.
By the way, Brad, do you still have Skippy's number?
Yeah, I've got his whole file. Sorry.
Yeah. Call his wife.
No.
7-Eleven.
Good morning. My name is Frank Wilkinson, and I am calling from the Playboy General Offices in Cocuna, California.
Okay.
We have a little bit of an issue of the current Playboy magazine. Evidently, one of our models lied to us about her age at the photo shoot. She said she was 18, but in reality, she was actually 17.
Okay.
Therefore, all the issues currently on the stands are going to have to be recalled because we can't have people buying these books with the great title in there. So
you want me to take out those issues or what?
Yes, the current issue with Chandra Wilkinson on the cover.
I don't know the name of the lady, but do you know let me see what issue we are having it.
Her current name is on the cover there. Her name is on the cover.
Kendra, right? Kendra. Cozy up with Kendra.
That's exactly right.
Okay, you want me to take out all those issues the Kendra ones, you want me to remove it, right?
Take them off the shelf because the person is underage. We can't have that going out. That is child porn, and that cannot be done.
Yeah, sure. I got it. I think we just have one issue of that. I think. I don't
it
know.
Is. How long ago?
Huh?
How long ago?
I just checked it right now. I'm just having one issue. I don't know. The remaining ones are already sold or what. I'm not sure about that. But I'll just take out all those which I see it right now. All right.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Then.
At all possible, could you track down the person you sold that to and tell them not to look at it because that's bad.
I don't know how to do it, but in the morning, our manager will be coming.
Yes.
So I'll just let him know that such kind of issue has occurred. So if he's able to track down them, then we will try to inform those people bought those issues so that there is no more problem.
Right. You know if the person purchased it with cash or a credit card or...
I'm not sure about it because Or I don't know, like, it might be just the one issue we are having. Okay, I got it. I don't know, if we are able to track them down, I'll sure try to, like, make sure that they won't, like, leaking it, right? So that there is no any other kind of problem. Or else, what you can do, you can call on this number morning around 11.
Yes.
You will be able to talk with the manager.
Okay, but just make sure you remove them.
Yeah, I'll also inform him. But in case, like, if we, like you can ask him to whatever, like, we can do to, like, block these issues, all
right? Right, well, just remove it from the shelves, and there won't be the possibility of anybody buying more. We cannot have this child porn floating around Chicago. No way.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Right. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Legend, that was awesome, man.
Matt's, like, messaged the chat room thing and said he's on his way over there to check. But that kind of... There was only one in the rack, is that what he said?
I think he just sold an issue earlier. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, or maybe he means one box of Playboys. Maybe. Not one magazine.
I don't know.
It could just be
I only
one.
Read it because of the articles anyway.
I can imagine them being like a big seller. I mean, do you want to read Playboy or do you want to like see, you know, hardcore porn on the internet?
Yeah, but the thing with Playboy, though, is Playboy seems to have hotter chicks than the hardcore porn you find on the internet.
Yeah, but you don't see them in compromising positions like you would in, like, Hustler or Penthouse. Hustler is great.
Asshole.
Well, I mean, with Playboy, you're going to see it. A lot more places will have it because it's classier. I mean,
you know, I actually have a Playboy here in my room. It's from like I think the 70s, and it's got the naked girls of Bell Telephone in it. I've been meaning to scan that in and put it up somewhere.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, put it up, man.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Tell you what, scan it. Block most of it out and like upload it to Facebook.
I haven't actually looked at the pictures. I've only read the articles in it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was trying to tell you the legend. You should have had him like rip the covers, like just to ensure that they didn't go back out on the shelf.
Yeah, you need to shred them, destroy them immediately.
Damn it!
See, we need the cover ripped, the front and the back cover ripped into fourths or something.
Right. Front and back cover ripped off, just save the UPC so you'll be...
Call from unknown caller. To accept, press 1. To send
that.
Hey, Oregon. Oregon. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You called the phone show. You're on the air.
I'm sorry?
Why are you sorry? What did you do that you're sorry about?
I don't know. I was asking what you said. You didn't make any sense.
No, you said you're sorry. You didn't ask me anything. You apologized. What are you apologizing about?
Yeah, I was asking what you were talking about because you didn't make any sense.
No, you didn't.
You were mumbling.
No, you were mumbling. You mumbled your apology.
Yeah, because you're a fucking idiot.
You're a big smelly mumbler.
How much for a blowjob?
That would have been awesome if you would have told me to fuck off and die. I would have gotten so many Ellerbucks. Hey, Legend, do you want to try another 7-Eleven in Chicago just to see if you can get him to rip the cover?
Or play the word game?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No word game. Word games, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck the
Not
word
tonight.
Game.
Maybe tomorrow.
The word game's so dumb.
Week. Okay, I put another Chicago 7-Eleven number into Skype chat.
Oh, wait, we need to do? We need to call 7-Eleven and say, yeah, that big guy in there, the big guy with the raspy voice, he's a dangerous individual.
Call the police. Thanks, caller. That was awesome.
How many times do you have to drink for that?
I'm going to be so drunk soon. All right. Hey, Legend, this one's for you. This is 7-Eleven again. You should say you're the 7-Eleven corporate office because they'll follow directions from them.
Hello,
this is Matt McGuire from the Southland Corporation corporate office.
Sorry?
I am with the Southland Corporation corporate office, the corporate office 7-Eleven's chain.
Okay.
Apparently, we have issues with the current issue of Playboy magazine.
Yep.
What we are getting from their corporate office, they're telling us that one of their models lied to them and they were actually 17 instead of 18 years old when they made the photo shoot.
Okay.
Therefore, the current issue with Cassandra Wilkinson on the cover of the Playboy magazine is
I'm not sure.
Yes. Could you look at your Playboy magazine there and make sure it's Cassandra or Chandra Wilkinson?
Yeah.
Okay. She is actually 17.
Okay.
Therefore, that issue, all the issues are illegal to sell.
Okay.
So I need for you to not sell any more of those. As a matter of fact, I need for you to actually, the front cover.
Yeah, transition free. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the front cover of the magazines, I need for you to cut them in half and save the UPC so we get reimbursed for them. But the front covers, I need for you to cut them in half and save the UPC on the front.
Okay.
Could you do that now, please?
Yeah, I have some customers here, so once they are done, I'll do that.
Okay. Well, all right. we need to do that immediately, sir.
All right. No problem.
With me on the phone.
Just one moment.
All right. I'm holding.
Okay, I've got all the issues with me.
Okay, I need for you to take a pair of scissors or maybe even your hand. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just make sure the cover is ripped and try to save the UPC so we can be reimbursed.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, I need to hear you do it.
Sorry, it's not doing
good. Can you do it again? Like, sometimes it's
sure.
Like really slow these days.
Yeah. I don't have enough
money on there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done?
Yeah.
All of them? How many issues?
Four.
Is that all you have in the stock?
Yeah, that's all we have.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye-bye.
That's so evil. I think that might be the evilest thing we've ever done on the show. I wish
we did worse.
I wanted to hear him rip, like, next to the phone, but I couldn't hear it at all.
Me either.
I think it was a shredder, right? That big noise?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, they don't have a shredder there. No way.
You never know.
They could have a shredder.
What would they be doing with a shredder at the front counter?
To cut up someone's credit card.
What? I think that only happened in the 70s. Maybe. I don't know.
More.
You want to get like another one to rip up magazines?
Yes.
I hate to be repetitive, but this is hilarious.
Or play the word game.
Oh, yeah, while you're at it. Okay, here's the thing, Legend. If you can get them to say gerbil during the same call, you get double
points.
Or
any of those words in the.
Are you ready, Legend?
This is fucking priceless.
Oh yeah, what happened, Matt?
He yanked
Matt.
I got a brief interview with dude. He got to turn on video, and I can just show it from my phone.
Oh,
you not my phone, my camera.
So you're gonna put it on your YouTube.
Can I just, can I just fucking show it on Skype right now? Turn on video? Or is there no way?
Well, I mean, we can't see it, but we can hear it.
You can go to tinyurl.com/phone show.
Yeah, I forgot to go to chat.
Let's try playing.
Go to tinyurl.com/phone show to see the exclusive one-on-one interview with the 7-Eleven with our field reporter, Matt Hillock.
You're too drunk to work the buttons, though, Matt.
Don't delete it, whatever
you do. No, it's just quiet.
Oh, we're not going to be able to hear this. This is crazy.
You're going to have to
It's crazy. Yeah.
It only worked legend because I put...
I'm not finding the cord right now.
You have a cord?
Yeah, I need a cord to connect everything.
Hey, Matt, Legend got one to rip the covers for us. Like they said,
four issues.
Dude, ripped the covers in half.
This dude's fucking... I thought this guy was just a super dork for yanking them. And so I walked in and I was like, you're full of magazines? He's like, yeah, some guy from Corporate Playboy called.
That's awesome.
There's some problem.
Hey, Legend. Okay, if we can't hear them rip this time, say, you need to rip it in fourths and we need to be able to hear it on the phone for confirmation.
It's going to beat my ass.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Legend kicks ass.
Okay, you ready to do it?
I'm recording this for pranky calls, young man.
Well, it's not that Legend kicks ass. It's that I played the Dot Matrix sound, so that hypnotizes them.
Oh.
It's not Legend. It's the sound effects.
No, it's a lot Legend.
Okay, fine.
Brandon, it's a joint effort, but he's very serious, so.
All right. Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Is this 7-Eleven?
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
All right. This is Van Morrison from the Southland Corporation corporate office. We're at the corporate office at 7-Eleven, and we have a issue with the current issue of Playboy magazine that's probably on your shelf. The Playboy that has Cassandra Wilkinson or Chandra Wilkinson on the front cover. It has came to our attention that during her photos. Hello? Sir, hello? Hello?
I think I still hear him. Yeah, he set the phone down or something.
He does not know what to do.
He can't understand you. We need...
I don't speak Punjabi.
Alright, next.
Yeah.
One more try before the show ends.
I'm
going to hope that we haven't called this one already. Oh, wait. We should call him back and be like, hey, guess what? We were just kidding.
Oh, that would be funny. No, that'll be funny. Do that.
Oh, wait. No, we should call back and be like, oh, we made a mistake. It's actually the copies of Women's Day that has naked pictures of underage girls in it.
You should just call and say it was bullshit. They just ruined stuff.
All right. I'm having Skype problems, so we're going to go to music for a minute.
Yeah.
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 The energy to my mortal enemy that should be a best friend of me. Robot dog! He got tequila out of Tommy Navel. Robot dog! He drinks his own underneath the table. Robot dog! I'm afraid his door is fucking fatal. I'm about to go prenatal, end up in a baby cradle. Robot dog! Turn him off, motherfucker, say turn him off. And say robot dog! Turn him off, motherfucker, say turn him off! Electric, eclectic, eccentric. Use voice systems as rhetoric is a fresh.
Man, I hope we were on the air that whole time, because I just...
We were, I think so.
You're
recording everything, right?
Vincent?
Well, only things that are on the air.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we must have been on the air, because people are making comments about stuff he did.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Gunner's the coolest.
We've done
it. He needs to fucking beat the shit out of Tombstone.
All I gotta say is this, the one where Legend got the 7-Eleven guy to rip the Playboys up, that better have gone on the air.
Oh, no, that was on the air. I
listened to it.
No,
on the air.
Everything's on the air.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now Tombstone knows when he gets his period what to use.
Yeah.
So I would say a cork.
When Evie's not around to tell us, you know, we gotta call it Motel 6. That Motel 6 lady was so nice about it. Like, she jumped right into it. And helped out.
She was like, come under my wing, young man.
Yeah,
I'll teach you about your daughter.
Girls are like,
and her strange vaginal juices.
What a creepy dad to be calling up a Motel 6 say, how do I deal with my daughter?
Yeah, why? So
she's
so far,
asleep and bleeding from the crotch.
I think Gunner is in the lead, then the other Matt and Matt, I think.
I got
and
20,
Cyclone.
I got 20 Eller bucks. How am I in the lead?
Hold on.
I should be like in last place.
Yeah, you fucked up when you said phone.
I put a number in chat for in Skype chat for a convenience store near where I'm at. Let's call it.
Let's finish it with that.
We're going to do the game one more time?
Yeah, let's do a word game. I think
they're
24/7.
Let's do a lay one, Brad.
One more time. And this is for Zyklon that's doing it?
Might as well, or if anybody else wants to do it. I just want to put a number in there.
I think Legend could get every single word.
Yeah.
Legend, do
let's
it.
Get Legend.
Legend can get someone to say fuck off and die.
Legend, get every single word.
So Legend is doing this?
No, not me.
Okay. Do it.
It's going to be Zyklon. I choose you, Zyklon.
He's the best Pokemon ever.
No much difference.
Of course, the funniest thing about this place is that it sells Kool-Aid, and it's on a street called Jim Jones Lane.
Nice. Isn't it Jim Jones, the guy who made a cult? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they all committed suicide with Kool-Aid.
Jonestown.
It's just too bad they don't
answer. Jonestown Massacre. It was awesome.
That was in Guyana.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're not open 24/7.
Thanks a lot for
nothing. No, give Zyklon a chance.
But Zyklon had like 5 chances.
Give him another one, damn it.
Fuck Zyklon. He can call in next week.
Tell you the truth, it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor Aid.
It doesn't matter.
No, Jim Jones made it Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he did make it cool. Those tinted glasses made that shit pretty cool.
Bring me my children.
And the cyanide. Have you ever heard that recording of the like last shit as they're all dying? Yeah, of course you have. Because we're creeps that hang out on ogreish farms.
Let's talk to DJ Thigh.
Yeah, DJ Thigh, what are you doing?
Hello, this is Drew.
I'm Joe.
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Drew. What's up?
Do you guys need someone to call? Because I can do it now. I just need a little more alcohol now that I have it in me.
Oh, you're too late.
We already have
the
one alcoholic
over.
On the line.
It's like 11
That's
minutes
Matt.
Past.
The position's full.
Who's Drew, anyways?
Drew from earlier. Drew the bugged out.
Ah, you hung up on us.
Oh.
I didn't hang up.
You missed your...
Give him a chance. He's on AT&T.
I dropped the phone, and it freaking disconnected. I swear to God.
You missed your window.
He said AT&T. Give him the other box.
He's on AT&T. Give him a chance.
This is what you get, DJ. Here's what I'm going to give you. And also, Zyklon, guess what? I love this new soundboard, because I can actually hang up on people as I hang up on people. Like, you know, I slam down the phone at the same time.
I love it.
It's so nice.
So this is from the TV show Lost. I never watched it.
Ah.
No, there was this island, and they crashed, and they died, and they went back in time, and they came back to life.
And Gilligan fucked
the
up
island,
everything
and they
ever seen.
Back to the island.
You should play the music from fucking The Shining. That dun, 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 dun.
Maybe. Maybe next week.
You should pay Clockwork Orange, Singing in the Rain.
But
oh, dude, they play that at the grocery store as they spritz the vegetables.
Oh my God, I'm trying to end the show.
I always think about little Alex, like, fucking raping bitches. Right, like, every time I'm in the grocery store.
Or a Reservoir Dog stuck in the middle with you, cutting off someone's ears.
Have you guys happened to have been to my Facebook in the past, like, hour or two?
Nah, right. Maybe.
Everyone,
do you even have a website?
I'll go right now.
I mean, don't look. I put like this thing from Incredible Hulk on there. And it's awesome.
The breaking the phone.
Yeah, Incredible Hulk from the 70s, like destroying a payphone booth. It's awesome.
How did you like that hoopty phone I put up?
Hoopty phone? What's that?
I put up a ghetto ass public phone.
Oh yeah, that is your profile image. Oh yeah, that's another thing.
To fight the cancer.
Everyone needs to change their Facebook profiles to payphones to fight cancer.
And we're gonna beat it. The PLA book.
Yeah, don't ask how, but that's going to eliminate cancer within a week.
It is.
Roxy just says so.
Like, yeah, we already solved child abuse.
With enough cartoons, we beat child abuse.
Oh,
now we're going to beat cancer.
Listen, Tombstone, you need to add the word passport onto your list there.
Okay, and email Brad at phonies.org and with the suggestions for the word.
Yeah, suggestions. I don't know, can't they add suggestions? Can't they leave comments on your Facebook?
Yeah,
they could do that too, right?
Yeah.
Leave your Facebook all wide open.
Yeah. I have updates here, so I'm like looking at updates. Oh, yeah, go to the Phone Losers of America Facebook, which was originally created by the other Matt. I don't want him to like not get credit for that, since he's not getting credit for the game show thing. But he's the creator of the Phone Losers. Yeah, I need to shut up.
Anyway, a pretty awesome cat.
Go there, scroll down a few things, and it says, "You know, everyone, do you want the PLA book really cheap? Here's the gen code, and you can get the PLA book for like $6, and that's super cheap."
By the way, I found copies for $11 online.
Online, like on Amazon.
No, like off of Amazon.
Where?
I don't know. I scanned it with my with an app called Red Laser on the iPhone. You should do it too, Brad.
Oh, that's bizarre. I have Red Laser.
Yeah, just scan it, and it comes up with different stores carrying your book.
Stores?
Not stores, but you know, online stores places. Like Amazon.
Okay. Well, they're not selling it for six.
Middlemen, they're called.
They're not selling it for $6, are they?
No.
If you go on Amazon, you can buy used copies for $37 or something.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, and speaking of PLA book, it was mentioned on hackernews.com this week.
What's the URL?
Hackernews.com. It's a video show. It's also Trevlin's Red Box, Blue Box programs were mentioned on there.
Okay, Brad, give me an Ellerbuck value to the word passport.
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, it can't be too high because it's a single word and it's not.
But it's an odd word.
Yeah, but, you can't do what the lady in sneakers, you know. I've always wanted to hear a man say the word passport.
Passport.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But, I mean, you could get
you
someone
to
say,
what do I need to go to another country?
Yeah, like, that always bugged me about that movie, because she was just talking about traveling. Why couldn't she just work that in? Why couldn't she say, what is it that you need to go to France or whatever?
Yeah.
No, but she had to be some creepy bitch that got wet from the word passport.
Yeah, she's all obvious about it.
I think we should do a segment where we just give up a whole bunch of movie spoilers, or we just like call people and give up movie spoilers, like calling those radio shows or just
random.
Here's a spoiler: the NSA agent with the Uzi, her phone number is 415-273. I forget the rest. I'm sorry.
And here's a spoiler in a series: The Walking Dead.
6523.
Here's a spoiler in a series, The Walking Dead. Lots of people die, and they miraculously come back to life, and they eat the living.
Holy shit. I forgot about that show. I stopped watching. I need to download the
rest. Oh, it's been awesome, man. Yeah. I read all the comics.
I'm sorry I spoiled it for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, idiot. Jerk.
Yeah. They haven't even got to the prison yet, because eventually they get a prison compound.
All right, let's see who this is.
All right. In the last Harry Potter movie, Harry dies.
Oh, God!
I'm just kidding. I haven't seen it. I seriously haven't seen it.
Hey. Dumbledore is gay.
Dumbledore.
Are you serious? Okay. Oh, wait.
Yes.
Okay, who's this on the phone?
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hi,
866.
This is Interpreter 533, Sorensen Video Relay Service.
That's so hot.
Oh, this should be beautiful.
Continue. Go ahead.
We've all whipped it out. Go ahead.
We're ready.
Hi, this is Paula. Do you still have the Pokemon cards?
Yes, we do.
Which ones do you want?
My son loves them. He's crazy about them. I mean, like, he's dying for them. So I thought, oh.
You need, if your son is dying, you need to call 911. Go ahead.
Can you ask her if she's serious?
She is serious.
Wait, which company are you with, ma'am?
Okay, let me just explain it to you because I thought maybe you guys knew each other. So I'm a sign language interpreter, and the person who's calling you uses sign language.
Sign language? Or typing?
Yes. Sign language.
How?
You know, they're deaf.
Like video?
They have a video camera. Yeah, video.
They have a video phone. Oh, they have a video phone, and I'm an interpreter with video relay service.
Could you flip her off?
I could if you say F you to her.
Fuck you. Go ahead.
What is your username on the forums? Go ahead.
Wait, no. Actually, it's time to end the show. But ma'am, where do we get this video sign language?
He said, look, she's saying, I just saw this on Craigslist. Are you not, I mean, I don't know what to say. It sounds a little strange.
If you want to put, if you want to put your kid into slavery, like, we'd be down to maybe trade you for some cards.
Yeah. Or maybe does the kid suck a good dick?
Ma'am,
Can you tell her LOL, your ears are broken, go ahead.
Ma'am, we need to know what your website is that lets you do sign language videos. We're going to abuse the hell out of it. Oh, come on. It's time to end.
She's like, I want to pick up Pokemon cards. So if that's a joke, just tell me now.
The whole thing's a joke, okay? We're sorry for taking your time.
But before you go, what's the website
no Pokemon cards,
that she uses to
joke.
Talk to you?
What is your site?
It's called Sorensen Relay.
Sorensen Relay?
Yeah. I know about it.
Is that it, ma'am?
Beautiful.
Is Gunner lying to us? Gunner, you're such a liar. Ma'am?
Bam!
Holy shit, a deaf girl just called us.
No, she's still there, but I'm trying to get her to say the URL thing. What's the URL? Alright.
She's conflicted now. She's like,
she just hung up on you guys.
Oh,
so I guess the party's over.
What a bitch. What's the URL
what
for
you
your
representing?
Service?
What company is it?
Sorensen Video Relay Service.
Oh, so Gunner wasn't full of shit then.
No, it was actually a person calling about Pokemon cards she saw on Craigslist.
I see. Is it a free service? Because we would like to abuse the hell out of it.
It is a free service.
Yes, you're going to hear from us.
Well, you're going to see our hands moving. That's what he means.
All right. Have fun, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Hey, God bless.
I have a book of sign language. I'm going to like put it to so much good use.
I know how to say crazy drinking double.
That's
I wonder
all
if she did that. LOL, your ears are broken.
I hope so. All right, so it's time to quit. I'm really...
Good night, Legend. Good night, Brad. Good night, Matt. I love you all.
Good night. Love you.
Everybody stay tuned, because next is Squid Dog and Rob.
Yeah.
To the seekers when I go berserk, I slap you with my laser beam. I'm crazy like Frog around the backs of alligators, lower in the boom like space invaders.
This is Sears of Engine, I'm breaking down your walls.
Looking out for treasure, looking out for pitfalls.
So you think you're player one?
Sorry! I hate to brush your bubble like Circus Atari, but just like Joust, I gotta knock you off your ostrich.
Fall in your game like a Burger Time sausage.
If this were Enduro, I'd go the extra mile, have you spinning in your grave.
Combat style. Your game.